Crews and volunteers worked through the night Tuesday filling sandbags and constructing temporary levees to help protect property. A number of parks around the community are flooded and closed as well. The weather front causing the rainfall just keeps moving back and forth across the region, according to Lonnie Fisher, meteorologist for the National Weather Service. He says the amount of tropical moisture that we've had so early in the season is somewhat unusual. Although there may be a lull in rainfall around Friday night, Fisher says that's not enough time for the area to dry up and reduce flooding.
Yeah, and with there being so much water running into the rivers, I mean, even after the rain stops, it can take a day, sometimes two, for everything to fully run off.
Fisher says the next big system is moving in by the weekend, but the three-month summer outlook predicts an average amount of rainfall overall. Fisher reminds people to be safe and avoid crossing or driving through flooded areas. For WBOY News, I'm Virginia Elvino.